USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell expects zero Republicans will support President Biden's $4 trillion infrastructure package. Speaking at an event in Louisville, the Kentucky Republican calling Biden's plan a grab bag. That's not stopping Biden from getting out on the road and selling his plan. The president speaking at a community college in Virginia.
My American Families Plan guarantees four additional years of public education for every person in America, starting as early as we can.
At least one person is dead after a tornado touched down near the heart of Atlanta. Douglas County Police saying a tree fell and killed a driver trapped in a car during today's powerful storms. Tornado watches continue in parts of South Carolina and North Carolina. Also happening on Monday, Bill Nelson was sworn in as NASA Administrator. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Average gasoline prices have risen 2 cents in the last week and now stand at $2.89 per gallon.
That 289 is a fresh multi-year high as the COVID-19 recovery continues to fuel gasoline demand. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the future holds even higher prices.
Motorists can expect prices to continue inching higher in the coming days. Gas Buddy data shows that gasoline demand last week rebounded sharply. Overall, it's that increase in gasoline demand that will likely continue to push prices up as we head towards the start of the summer driving season, just several weeks away in Memorial Day weekend.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Facebook's oversight board will make a final decision this Wednesday about the fate of former President Trump's account. The oversight board is an independent group created by Facebook to review hot-button police choices. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The American Federation of Teachers engaged in a full-court press with the Centers for Disease Control and White House officials to halt recommendations to reopen in-person classrooms. That's according to emails obtained using the Freedom of Information Act. In a February 1st email, ATF Senior Director for Health Issues Kelly Tauntner writing, "Thank you again for Friday's rich discussion about forthcoming CDC guidance and for your openness to the suggestions made by our President, Randy Weingarten." Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel says this news comes as no surprise to him.
I'm not surprised. We've seen this for months now. The American Federation of Teachers have been involved saying teachers don't feel safe. That then, if you recall, Jen Psaki changed what Dr. Walensky said and said, well, because Dr. Walensky said they don't need to be vaccinated, and then suddenly the press secretary was saying they should, don't listen necessarily to the CDC director. All this has been going on at a time when, Dana, the science keeps showing more and more there's very little transmission within schools. In fact, there's much larger transmission in the community when you keep kids out of school. Kids are not big spreaders. Kids, especially young ones, don't get particularly sick.
And finally, Fort Bliss in Texas is the first U.S. Army installation to get its own tattoo shop. Fort Bliss Exchange General Manager Michael Brennan saying two Air Force bases have tattoo shops, but this is the first one on an Army base. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.